This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 128. Panda does Dallas.
No, I don't!
This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Welcome to another episode of the ESH podcast, people.
Welcome to the new year, bitches.
Wow. Like, we're not even really, like, a minute into the podcast yet, and we're already starting with the new year stuff.
What?
I thought we were going to try to be, like, a little bit different. Like, a little bit. And not, you know, like... immediately plug, yeah, it's 2009, it's a new year. It's like 7 days after we did the last podcast. Like, seriously. Has all that much changed yet? No.
Well.
Not yet.
No.
See? So,
we can welcome people to the new year.
We can, but don't you think that by the time they hear this podcast, they would have probably already been welcomed to the new year? Oh, I don't know, 3-4 days now in a row?
But maybe they wanted to hear the girls from Esh.
Possible.
Say it to them.
Possible. And then I'll give you that. But how about we just stick to our business?
Whatever.
And give them the business. Think about it. By the time they listen to this episode, we're going to be like 6 days, 7 days into the new year.
Whatever.
I'm not trying to brush your parade. I'm just saying. Let's do
You're
something
You're breaking
different.
My balls, Ninja.
I didn't know that you had balls to break.
I don't.
This is a new
if
development.
If I had them, you broke them.
Was this a new development for the new year and why you really wanted to focus on it being a new year?
No.
Question?
No. Get on with the business already.
Okay. If you want to hear more zany stuff like previous episodes of our podcast or just enjoy all that is good about ESH, you gotta hit us up on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use our short address, which is...
ESH.mobi. That's ESH.mobi. The short address will bounce you to the long one, and you can check out any articles that we've written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles, or just questions for us, you can use the Hit Us Up link. If you're not listening to us on iTunes, you can check us out there first. You can plug us into any RSS reader, any podcast search engine, and we're also found on the All Games Network.
Yes, ESH Podcast airs on the All Games Radio Network, found at allgames.com, Monday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific-ish. Typically, we tend to run off now at the 30 after the hour, not so much at the top of the hour, because some people run their mouths a little bit long over there. But it's because they've got a lot to say, and it's all really good and entertaining. So if you want to
check out...
What a nice
cover!
What? It's the truth.
I love that. It's like, some people talk too much, but at least they're talking about really cool stuff that I'm interested in.
Exactly. You ever been someplace where you're listening to some blowhard just run their mouth and you're like, oh my god, I'd much rather like be slowly driving a pencil through my eyeball socket than to continue to listen to that. Not gonna find that at the allgames.com radio network.
I listen to it at least once a week.
You got shows like DPL, Super Happy Fun Time Show, Ultimate Quest, Chatterbox, Evil Avatar, Bobby Blackwell Show. I mean, there's all kinds of great entertainment over there. So catch a listen to us, as well as some other great entertainment. Allgames.com. Tell them that the chase from Electric Sisterhood sent you.
Yeah, everything she said, because she totally just ran over that with a freight truck.
What?
You were just like, blah, blah. You didn't even let me say any. You were like, blah, blah, blah.
You're just a little sensitive right now, and it's because I crushed your nads earlier, isn't it?
No, I don't have nads to crush.
Yeah, you did actually say
that.
We
usually do that together, and I felt like you just overpowered me.
I feel... Are we having a therapy session? Because if we are, I feel...
Okay, I get it.
Oh. Oh, we're not going there then?
No.
Okay. Because if you want to go there, I'll be happy. Oh, okay.
No.
That's what I thought. Yeah. So, outside of that, Like Panda said, you can send us questions or if you want to comment on any things that we've written, to use the Hit Us Up link on our website. And typically we go through the stuff that we get. And by we, I mean I do. And
I read them.
Really?
Yes.
After I ask you to read them or on your own?
On my own. I just don't remember them after. And then when you ask me, I'm like, I read that, but I don't remember reading that.
You should read for comprehension and retention.
I should take notes.
Because it's fundamental.
All right, I get it.
So we were actually asked a question, and actually it was one that really kind of gave me a smile. So thank you to you, James Patrick.
What is it?
Who admitted his love for a particular anime series? Now, this anime series that he admitted his particular love from, he first was very quick.
Oh, is it the Sailor Moon guy, right?
You know, I was trying to build up to that. Now you want to talk about rolling things over the steam train.
See?
I read.
I read that mail.
You did read. And you totally jumped the gun. Because I was going to build up this whole thing about how he admitted that it was... You did. You really did. It was a guilty pleasure. But that he had to put in a caveat that he only liked the subbed, not the dubbed.
Well, fuck yeah, because American censors fucked it up the ass.
Well, actually...
And slapped... Well, no, they didn't. They patched up the rape.
Yes.
They covered it up. And then they made everybody not related.
They put some cover-up on it. They put some lipstick, some new foundation. You know, they made people not as young as they're supposed to be.
They passed a couple of, wads of $100 bills in a brown paper bag and said, "You keep it quiet. We'll keep it quiet."
Yeah, don't ask, don't tell, bitches. And took one whole story arc just out and ignored it.
Well, yeah, because there was no way they could, you know. Was it, I think it's the one with the starlights.
Yep. Yeah.
Because there is no way that they could sit there and censor, okay, so we've got these three chicks who turn into guys, who become a singing group to find their princess. And the only way to do that is to become like a rock band. And every time they change into their actual selves, they have to drop a penis and grow boobs. It's a little disturbing after, like, the fifth episode.
Yeah. And so, they're definitely...
Hey, we are transgendered! We fight as women, but we rock out with our cocks out.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah!
So, the question...
They go, the girls say, hey!
Hey, what happened to your cock?
Exactly.
Where did it go? And why do you have lips? See, this is why we're tagged as an explicit podcast, people.
Yeah.
So James's question was if we felt like Sailor Moon should get the same kind of treatment that Ava is getting in that it deserves an update.
Well, I think I'm more of a...
Why don't you first talk about...
I think I'm more of a Sailor Moon enthusiast than you were.
So that's part of the reason why I bring this up, because I wanted to talk a little bit about the update he's talking about that Ava is getting, and then talk about whether or not Sailor Moon should get the same treatment.
Well, then talk about the update.
So are you familiar with the update?
No.
Okay. So everybody knows Evangelion. Awesome.
Yes. Mind-twisting and...
Yes.
Gory.
Flippin' awesome. So there have been rumors, I don't know how much has been confirmed or not, that there's going to be an update to Ava. We don't know yet if it's going to be a continuation of the story, if it's going to be pulled in different arcs, because there's all kinds of different stuff on the internet.
How the hell can they... I don't know. How can they do that? Because if Shinji's supposed to be Jesus, and you know, angels, and the all biblical crap. I mean, after Jesus kind of died, you know, we're still waiting for the sequel on actual Jesus. So how can they predict what Shinji Jesus is gonna do?
Well, because, I mean, here's the thing that you can boil it all back to, depending upon who's involved.
Okay.
It could all go Saint elsewhere on us, and it turned out that it's all just a damn dream.
Aw, oh, man, that would be like the, like...
And the little redheaded chick's head, the one that was, you know, in a coma.
Asuka?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't pronounce her name to save my life. Asuka.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
I mean, there's all kind of ways. Anyway.
No.
There's also things on the web that just say that it's going to get a new dubbing, and they're going to be a little more literal in the English dub of what actually happens in Ava. I'm assuming that James has not seen Death and Rebirth and all of his friends, and the actual uncut subbed version of Ava, and just talking about the dub version getting the overdue. Because there's also the talk about the live-action movie, which I think they've been talking about the Ava live-action movie now for like 3-4 years.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Kind of vaporware, really, if you ask me. So I don't really see that happening. As far as Sailor Moon getting released and it being released in its entirety, the way that the Japanese had intended it in a dub, don't hold your breath.
Yeah.
I think that it would be
good. There's way too much. Americans are way too prude.
But the fact of the matter is, for me, personally, I prefer anime in sub form. Not because I'm some kind of purist or anything like that, but I find that for the ideas that they want to get across, the original voice actors convey that emotion for me much more than the dub version. Because there's just no easy translation in matching up mouth movements for some of the things that they want to say that a lot of the voice actors that we currently use over here can bring across. You know, like
you're talking from an already generated voice actor list. I mean, for something like a revamp where, you know, you could finally, change around some of the preconceived or already developed character traits of them. You know, of the characters. Like, take for instance, if you remember the first voice actress for Serena, or Usagi, whichever one you want to use. She was like, oh my god, Darren! Yes. You know, and then the second one wasn't. And by the time you got through listening through the first few arcs with her, when they finally went to Neo Queen Serenity and she was totally different, you're kind of like, wait a minute, that's odd. Like, I got so used to, like, Fran Drescher, and now you're giving me someone complete. I'm like, that doesn't work. So, I mean, but I'd like to see them tap into, you know, maybe do a better spin on Usagi. I mean, yeah, she's supposed to be a ditz, but I mean, you know, come on. Let's look at some other anime characters who were ditzy but still had very commanding, you know, a commanding presence because of their voice actor.
I mean, I don't know how big of a difference it would make ultimately. Because for a lot of people, basically the character's been typecast based on the first dub voice.
Ugh.
And I don't know how you can get around that or how you suspend your disbelief and allow yourself to attach to a new voice.
Well, see, they did the same thing with Cardcaptor Sakura. Like, I loved the voice choice that they have for Sakura in the first two seasons. And then in the third season of it that they pushed over here, it was a totally different girl. And I'm like, well, she's still youthful and spriteful, but I got so used to the first actress that when they changed, I'm like, did she get fired? Was she shot in the face? Was her throat cut out? I'm like,
well, and then it changes your perception of the series and the character. You know, I don't think that that's successful. I think it's very much like when you have a movie or a TV series that you watch and your actor, your favorite actor in whatever role, gets recast for whatever reason. You know, you lose something in that. So I don't necessarily know that there would be a huge benefit at this point. Would I like to see a new take on Sailor Moon happen? I would, just because I like, especially, girl harem animes. I love girl power animes on top of that, especially if they put in or inject humor in a way that isn't like too slapsticky over the top, but acts as a good counterbalance for whatever the story arc is. So there were some great, I think, emotional times in Sailor Moon. I think that there are some.
You're probably thinking about Sailor Moon R, because there was absolutely none in the first Sailor Moon.
Yeah, I am. I'm talking about R. And I think that you could definitely redo that and have a very good anime, especially if you put it in the right hands and you had the right voices to go with. But I think that to get those right voices, you'd either have to go with completely unknown talent or completely super known talent. You know, part of the reason why I think Miyazaki-san's movies do so well over here is that when we bring in our voice actors,
they're like A-list actors.
Exactly. We don't bring in all the folks from ADV.
Not that there's anything wrong.
No, and I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. ADV's lineup, they have very, very good talent on their lineup. What I'm saying is that there's definitely a difference and would be a huge difference if you had the ADV crew do the voice work for Howl's Moving Castle.
Well, I don't think... I shouldn't say this because, I mean, I'm a big ADV supporter. I've loved their voice actors, but you're exactly right. I mean, if you put, you know, like if you look at how, like something like Howl's Moving Castle, like I guess if I was gonna picture who would play what, like I'd be a little worried because I have a strange feeling that like Sophie from Howl's Moving Castle would be played by someone like, actually I think probably the best person would probably be Monica Real.
Mm-hmm.
She could do a Sophie, I think. Mm-hmm. But I have a strange feeling, you know, even though she's known, she's not as formidable as, oh, I don't know, Hilary Hagg. But then Sophie would lose her seriousness and the fact that she's supposed to feel, you know, like if you haven't seen this movie, you need to.
Yeah. Definitely duh. Need to watch.
I'm looking straight at the camera if we had one. You sitting right there listening to us. You need to see this movie if you haven't.
You right there. I'm talking to you. There's nobody else here, we're talking to you.
I mean, do I think they're capable of overly commanding performances, but
absolutely,
for something as big, as monumental as Hayao Miyazaki, you would have to come with, like, some serious A-plus game. There is no way you could fuck up on this. It's priceless.
And it's not to say that the ADV people fuck up.
No, I'm not saying that they do, but
not
I'm just
all.
Saying, you know, we know them on such main level stuff that honestly, if another Hayao Miyazaki movie came and hit the theaters and I saw one of them had made it, like, into the lineup, like, as a serious, you know, like, I think Crispin Freeman was in Howl's Moving Castle, mm-hmm. but then again, he's been doing off-Broadway stuff for, like, ever.
Exactly.
You know, so he's kind of transcended into that A-list of voice acting. I think he's there. He's in that group. Mm-hmm. So to get him to do stuff, well, that's whipped cream on the ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, yeah. But I mean, if I saw like if I ever saw Hilary Hagg make it into something Hayao Miyazaki as like a lead, I'd be like, wow, she has transcended. Because I feel like, you know, Hayao Miyazaki movies or any movie that's feature length that makes it to our cinema instead of straight to DVD,
mm-hmm.
I think is a different level of success. You can measure your level of success by what kind of stuff you're in.
Well, because there's a difference between small screen talent and big screen talent. And there are
right.
very few people that make the transition between the two. And I think that if you're going to do a Sailor Moon remake right, you would need to bring in a really good mix of both big screen talent and small screen talent.
See, but
and I don't think
know.
Anybody would have the budget to do that.
See, as much as I love Sailor Moon, I cannot see a really strong A-list actor signing up for that. Now, if I could see like lower A to like B+.
Why not Hayden Panettiere?
I don't really like her.
But as Serena.
But she'd have to
voice.
Be like a ditz. And now, like,
Hayden
no,
Panettiere was on soap operas.
She
could do it.
But isn't she the chick from Heroes?
Yes.
See, but I'd think of her as a, you know, well, granted, you know, hero, and someone's supposed to be a hero, and I don't know. I think she'd have to be more whiny. Has she ever played a really whiny girl?
Yeah, she was on soap operas as a spoiled little rich bitch.
Not that type of whiny, like, oh my god, dad won't buy me another pony. I mean whiny, like, oh my god, this is so hard.
Uh-huh. Just like Sarah like, Michelle Gellar. Okay, everyone's like, oh, Buffy's badass. I'm like, yeah, she was on Swan's Crossing, bitches. Don't forget. The
anyway.
People that come out of soaps have a as for whatever reason, and I sure haven't figured it out, maybe it's just the practice, can play a huge, huge range. I mean, you look at typically stars that have come out of soap operas that are transitioning.
Who do you think would play Darian? Since you're projecting,
so
here's the thing.
You could go with Darian on a couple of different levels. So let's say that you want a Darian that's kind of smooth and
soft. Already, if we already made this like with voice actors, you know, and you know everybody likes to do crossovers once it's been established.
Mm-hmm.
So Hayden Panettiere, she's like how old?
She's like in her 20s.
All right, well, she's like early 20s. Well, here she is playing a middle school-ish, high school-ish girl, because I think Sailor Moon's about 15 or 16 at the start
uh-huh.
of the season. Going after
She's playing
Darian.
A high school chick on Heroes.
Yeah, but she's a superhero, so they're like
and
immortal.
We're what, Sailor Moon's not a superhero?
No, she is. Okay. I have to get adjusted to this because I'm thinking
about it.
It
takes adjustment, but you think about it as real person transitioning to live action.
Yeah, and I'm having a hard time with
it. That's not what it is. I'm just talking about her voice.
Okay, all right.
And ability.
Well, then let's play this out. Who would be her male counterpart here? Which aspects of him do you think would be better captured by?
I'd love Crispin Freeman. In all honesty, like I said, I'd want a hybrid of big screen.
I don't know. I think he'd be too sophisticated for her.
I don't think so. I think that you could do the balance. He would have to play his casual character. But his character voice works just fine.
Yeah, but then when he turns into Tuxedo Mask, he has to be overly theatrical, and I think he would overpower her way too much.
I think that Crispin has enough talent that he could dial it back.
But then you
could always play it big, though. That's the thing. If it's a true reimagining,
okay,
you could play that
stuff up
big.
If we're reimagining,
you could go Mamma Mia on that shit.
Oh my God! Let's not say that we thought about it.
You could on that side, on the fantasy side, blow it completely out.
All right.
Who thought that they would get De Niro in Stardust? I sure didn't, and I love those books.
He did a great Shakespeare.
He fucking was amazing. So I think that you could do it. I think that you could pull it off. It would just be imbalanced.
Well, then if we're playing in the realm of let's change everything around to meet our personal needs, they need to change his freaking transformation sequence that you only saw ever like maybe twice in the whole series and maybe once in one of the OVAs. Because no, a flower, a rose does not magically turn into a cape and your hat does not hover over your head for like 15 seconds before landing there. No.
Really? Your hat doesn't hover? Mine does.
No. Well, did you put a hovering pad in it?
I did.
Well, that's why.
Oh, you didn't put a hover pad in your hat.
No.
You really
and neither
did
Darian. It was a magical hat that just, it was like the sorting hat. It's
you
like,
have
you
to suspend your disbelief.
Well, mask.
Look, I find this to be really funny from the person that was like desperately trying to get me to accept and follow in the way of Sailor Moon.
Hey.
I just find it really funny.
Hey. So, I've grown up. I made it through puberty okay.
Well,
I still love Sailor Moon, and I still have my, you know, my movies and all my manga. Though I have to say the manga was way better than the series.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's an argument that we've been making now for 2 years. The manga is always better than the anime. The book is always better than the movie. And it's because they leave things up to your imagination, and your imagination's always going to paint a picture better than another person's interpretation. So, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Anyway, all right. Well, Chris, see, I don't know if I...
Think about it. Keep thinking about it.
All right.
James Patrick, thanks for a great, great question. As you can see, it was kind of really good fodder.
No, wait. I'm not done. I got one more pair up. But I have one more pair up because now you got my mind thinking.
Okay.
Who would be Luna and who would be Artemis?
Oh, now see, here's the thing with Luna and Artemis, okay? You could have so much fun with this. Because
she's supposed to be all prim and proper, like, we have a thing to do, and he's all kind of out of the pitch until he finally shows up, and then he's like, hey, pussycat.
You could have way too much fun with this, because you could use somebody and have them be flirty.
As Artemis, do you mean? Because
yeah.
Luna didn't really openly flirt with Artemis,
even though
you know they
Luna's
got together.
Luna's straightforward, so it just depends on how young of a voice you want for Luna.
Okay.
Because me and my
they
craziness...
Because they made her very old.
I would totally go with Dame Diana Rigg.
Really?
I would. I'd love that.
All right.
One, she's got the accent down, so she doesn't have to fake it. So she doesn't have to pronounce things wrong.
Right.
Or Helen Mirren.
Ooh.
Huh? Huh? See where I'm going with that?
Didn't she get ladied? Isn't she a lady now?
I can't remember. I think she might have been damed. I can't remember.
Damed.
She might have been damed. I know Judi Dench has been damed.
Damed. Village of the Damned. Helen Mirren is there.
Judi Dench is there. Diana Riggs over there.
Okay. All right. Well, then who would, if that's who?
Artemis, that one you got to be careful with, because you don't want to make it too chintzy, because then it's going to be over the top. So you don't want a Hugh Jackman or anything like that. You want somebody.
Remember,
that could
Artemis
didn't have
the original Luna kind of had an accent, but Artemis was more kind of jazzy.
Yeah, so you got to be kind of careful with that.
So they're polar opposites, which is the point,
right? So you could go with somebody that would be a Lothario, not too young, so kind of like 40s-ish. So maybe like a Brad Pitt.
Are you serious?
Think about it. I'm so for real. Look, if he could be the curious case of Benjamin Bratt, why not?
He's got kids.
He's got kids. He's got like 9 of them. He's got to do movies that they can go to.
That's it.
Or if you just want to go over the top silly.
I'm sorry. I keep thinking Tyler Durden, and I'm like, Artemis would never be like that.
Well, where were you imagining here? So you got to throw all that stuff out. You gotta lose those attachments. If you want to go completely goofy with it, Adam Sandler.
He's never played anyone goofy. I don't think.
You probably didn't see Reed Before Burning.
No, I didn't see it.
You need to see that. If you saw that, you'd be like, yeah, I could see Brad doing that. Yeah.
All right, well, then now I have to go and see this movie. Then I won't mess around with your imagination
Please don't mess with my imagination. Bad things happen when people mess with my imagination.
People die.
It doesn't respond well. It's kind of like Destroyed in Seconds. Bad things happen.
But that was an awesome question. I seriously have to think about this some more now for death.
But to answer the straight-up question, yes, absolutely. Things can be reimagined. You just have to be careful when you reimagine. For instance...
And we as Americans need to be more open to stuff. We have to be more open to lesbianism.
Well, yes. Look.
And
homophobia needs to go out the window, especially when you're dealing with something that's animated. Okay, but outside of that, I can understand why they would censor it for Salem
Little Kids.
It was airing, the time that it was airing. Little kids did not need to see girls transforming into boys.
No, but they let little kids see little girls changing into battle outfits with skirts so short that you could have practically just seen vagina for like 30
minutes. But you never saw vagina or nipples, just the silhouette.
Yeah, and for like a 12-year-old boy, that's all you freaking need. They don't know what's really there.
True that. So, you know, good on for them for fostering heterosexuality, but you need to foster the homosexuality as well. We got to be fair and balanced here, people.
Yes, that's right.
Things can be reimagined. What you have to be careful of is making sure that in the reimagination that you're leaving some of those traits behind that made people fall in love with the thing in the first place. The reason why the remake of The Day Earth Stood Still bombed is because it was an abomination before the Lord. There are some things that don't need to be touched and don't need to be reimagined. Same thing happens in music. You know, sometimes that there's an artist that comes along and makes a remake or a redo of a song you love, and they completely butcher it for you, and it's because of the attachment that you have. So, you know, things will stay with you not only because of their medium and the story that they tell, but where you were in your life when you saw that story. So there are some things that you have to be very careful about how you approach them if you redo them. Do I think that Sailor Moon's one of those things that could get a reimagining or an update? Absolutely. I think that you could definitely do a new Sailor series and start off with 5 new Sailors for a new reason, new story that are younger that could then...
Oh, let's not go younger.
Well, you've got
to. They were pretty young.
I'm talking about for a younger generation. So you could start with a whole new group of, you know, tweeners.
Yeah, but wouldn't you be worried that this revamp would be like, I know that they went and they tried to do a revamp of Looney Tunes and they made them superheroes and people were not very supportive of the change.
Well, you've got to just be careful about it, like I said. So I think that you
They
could
were not
absolutely.
careful. They fucked up Looney
Oh, no.
Tunes.
They fucked that up. I firmly agree. They fucked that up. But we're talking about a reimagination, and I'm hoping that we're talking about a reimagining that comes from the East and not from the West. I think that if someone was to come up with a new Sailor series from Japan as opposed to something that originated here, it'd be good. Otherwise, it would just turn out like Totally Spies, and I'd want to pull my eyes
Oh my
out.
God, you just made me vomit. I hated Totally Spies.
So I again, it's
Oh my
all
God, I
in.
can't believe you even mentioned that on air.
I watched an episode by accident one time and it traumatized me.
Like, oh my God, totally.
So, but I think that absolutely the story and the piece behind it's kind of like churning out new teeny boppers to make new hit bands every so odd years. There's always a group of young girls that's growing up and they're always looking for, that special girl type thing that they can try to align with. And I think that the current state that Sailor Moon is, that it's just enough off cue that if you were to just rerun it as it is right now in the US, it probably wouldn't find a following.
Do you think they should keep the Sailor Says? Because I thought those were corny as fuck.
Well, so was, the G.I. Joe PSAs, but I remember the hell out of them because they were just that corny. I think if you're going to keep true to Sailor history, you've got to have the corny pieces.
Oh, yeah, but if you notice, they dropped the Sailor Says once they hit R because they're like, all right, now we're going to hit you with some actual plot.
You can do the same thing on this series. Again, it's all in how you approach it, I think.
All right. That was a great question.
Yeah, really. That ate up damn near half of the damn episode.
Yeah, I know.
That works for me because I like having good conversation.
Me
I like
too.
creativity things. My brain juice is going.
I can't believe you just said brain and juice in the same sentence.
I
That's just.
know, I didn't really mean to do it, but my hand started moving and making the gesture,
Hey,
and
hey,
it
hey,
was
hey,
done.
hey. Stop with the hands and the moving and the gesturing.
Gotcha.
Let it
I'm
go.
gonna let that go.
Okay.
So, with the mic of a thousand truths still squarely sitting in between the two of us here, I'm gonna make a quick mention of some stuff that I'm looking forward to, and then
Awesome.
I'll let you take over and talk to the people about what you want to talk to people about. So that way we'll have
Okay.
some game stuff interjected in this anime manga episode of the Electric Sisterhood podcast.
Then do it up, sis.
So there are some games that I'm looking forward to, and as soon as I get money and they're released, they will be in my possession. Why? Because they just sound and or look fucking cool.
We'll get
And
it then.
I like games that look cool, especially if it turns out that they are, in fact, cool
Cool.
after I purchase them.
Awesome. Well, then.
Example, Guitar Hero World Tour. It looked cool. It's not cool.
Really?
Yes.
I haven't seen it, so
It
I wouldn't
fooled
know.
me.
It
It
got you?
fooled me.
It got you?
I won't be fooled again.
She won't be fooled
By
again.
the way, Ion Drum Rocker drums rock. I'm just gonna let you people know that if you didn't know.
Whatever you said.
Yeah, they do. The Ion Drum Rocker drums, they rock.
Why doesn't that surprise me? Because they're awesome.
They're freaking awesome. And they make Ninja so happy because now Ninja play drum on hard and on some expert.
Yeah, we get it. It's awesome.
It is
Blah, blah,
the
blah.
bueno. You should get yourself a set if you got the
Yeah.
money.
Yeah, okay.
But for those
Next.
without jobs, it's just a dream and not a reality.
I really don't appreciate always being reminded that I do not have.
Did I say
You
you?
know, I know you were looking right at me through the interwebs.
I was not looking at you through the
Yes, you
interwebs.
were.
My webcam is not even on.
You liar.
It's the truth.
Liar.
So, a couple of games that I'm looking forward to. One, Brutal Legend. It's back on.
It was off.
Yeah. Yeah, Activision dropped it. Sierra dropped it. Like, it had gonorrhea. It was like, ugh, no.
Gonorrhea.
like, sorry, baby, no, can't, no.
Like, I gotta wash my hair that night.
I have this thing, and, no. So, EA has picked it up. So, that's Brutal Legend.
Why do I keep talking about stuff like that? God damn it.
I have no idea. I'm just gonna keep rolling.
I'm stopping. Because this is a new year, and a new panda.
No, it's not a new panda. Why do you
yes,
lie?
Yes, it is. No, I am serious. I have changed.
Really? Are you going to be perkier and happier?
Yes.
Less of a pain in the ass?
Yeah.
We'll soon see about that.
So far, so good.
Well, so far, so good, but we're just literally broken the cusp of, you know, we've barely cracked its virginity.
Like, see, barely. I'm not even going there.
All right. See? Okay. We'll see how long it lasts.
Anyway,
I know you wanted to say it and you stopped yourself.
Nope, I did not.
Yes, you did. I could hear your brain thinking through the internet.
That was Brutal my Legend. Old brain. This is
my new- Okay. Brutal Legend's back on. If you're not familiar with it, it is pretty much a kick-ass game. I should only have to tell you that Jack Black does the voice for the main character for you to understand how awesome the game is going to be.
It's really?
Yeah. That's one of the reasons why I've, like, totally been following this game and was, well, really disappointed. Damn downright sad when I thought it wasn't going to hit the road, because a lot of games were put on the possibility shelf, especially as the economy started doing a downturn and a lot of developer houses started either shuttering or being bought up in hopes of staying alive. So, Brutal Legend pretty much was put up on the shelf, much like the Ghostbusters game. But EA picked it up. It's back on track. Jack Black does the voice of the lead character, whose name is Eddie Riggs, who carries this badass-looking guitar axe thing on his back.
Uh-huh.
And pretty much looks like he's fighting through the netherworld. But it's like another world. It's just, you know, pretty much covered with, like, witches and demons and shit. And, battles through it. And, yeah. So it's kind of like, if you can imagine heavy metal as turned into, like, a video game. No, I'm talking about the graphic novels and, you know, probably the movies, too. If you can imagine that
with
as,
Jack
like,
Black?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. That's pretty much what you're gonna get.
So Jack Black sounds like a badass?
Oh, he's totally a badass.
Like a sexy badass? Like we would drool over this type of badass?
Well, not like drool, because he's not like suave badass. He's like,
he's
you know.
He's badass badass?
Yeah, Eddie is basically a roadie for a metal band. So, you know, he's built like a roly. He's got, you know, a big jawbone. I mean, he's cute looking. Got a little soul patch going on. Well, it's more than a soul patch because it's a little bit bigger. But black hair, mullet.
Okay.
You know, right. But well kept.
All right.
Spiky armbands.
I dig it.
So definitely looks like a character that you would build in Rock Band. Or even more so, Guitar Hero. Like, if you could imagine the Axl character.
All right. Okay. I already got it.
As a black-haired, mullety guy, a little bit bigger, that's pretty much Eddie.
Okay.
But with Jack Black's voice coming out of there. So it's back on. I'm looking forward to it. I'm hoping that EA doesn't change too much about it. From what I've read, it looks like that they're not. The same developing house is still on board, and it comes from the guys that did Monkey Island, so, I mean, you can't go wrong there, right?
Right.
Because Monkey Island fucking
rocks.
Fun as shit. So, looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to this Beatles game. I don't know exactly what it's going to be. I don't even think that Harmonix yet knows exactly what it's going to be.
They Do you say, think it'll be awesome?
I'm pretty sure that's going to be awesome. They say it's not going to be a Rock Band game. So unlike Guitar Hero, Metallica, it's not going to be like Rock Band, the Beatles. But you will use the Rock Band peripherals to experience the Beatles' music.
Ooh.
So I don't know exactly what form that's going to take. I imagine there's probably going to be some video stuff going on in the background. Maybe some of the videos.
Maybe you play as the Beatles.
I would imagine that you do play as the Beatles.
So you see, like, through their life, and it's like, they play at this place.
Exactly.
Then you have to play, like, their hit song of that time.
Uh-huh. Or songs for the venue. Which would be cool. Which would be totally, totally cool with me. If we did that. That would, like, rock.
Yes, check mark. Harmonix. Hope you're listening.
Yeah. By the way, gotta show some love to the homies from the crew, because, you know, Harmonix, they're from around the way. Shout out Cambridge, wicked pissa. Watchmen game. Kinda, sorta interested in this one. Maybe a smidgen. Okay,
maybe
that's a lie.
Smidgen.
Maybe more than a smidgen. It's more than a smidgen, really.
I'm hoping good. I'm hoping that you know, Watchmen the movie will revive my sense of comic books being converted to games, because I was so in love with Sin City, and then it's been confirmed by like 4 out of 5 of my friends said that it sucked balls, and the one who said it rocked only has one eye, so
yeah, don't listen to one-eyed critics.
It's just exact. I'm just kidding, she has both eyes, she's just
no, don't listen to one-eyed critics. Stay away from the spirit, because it will zap your spirit.
See, and I like my spirit. I've taken too long to revamp this spirit.
I'm quite attached to mine.
Actually. I'm quite, yeah. If it left my body, I think I would die.
I would die.
And I'd kind of like to live. I'm still young.
Yeah. I want to live before I die.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to the Watchmen game. I'm also looking forward to the movie. I love Frank Miller. He makes amazing novels. Not so much with the movie.
Wait, does he draw too? Or is he just a story guy?
You know, Miller. I'm not sure. I can't remember if he did all the illustration or not. I don't think he did. I'd have to go back and check my...
Well, then, for the purposes of not truly knowing, I will say that he is strictly a story man. I can be corrected later on. I don't care about being bashed at for not knowing my stuff. Great story guy. Not a great director.
Yeah. Good in the paper medium. Not so much in the visual one. And people might say, oh, but Sin City was amazing. Yes, and you'll remember.
He had input. Instance, but he didn't direct
it. And he did a couple of scenes. Well, he did direct a couple of scenes. But for the most part, that was Rodriguez and Tarantino, who we all know
how
to direct the fuck out of a movie.
Come into the spirit and be like, yo, let's put our spirit in the spirit.
Because they were like, hey, Frank, you're awesome at this. You should try doing it yourself. And Frank's like, fuck yeah, I should try doing this myself.
Pass me another beer. Oh, what a bad idea.
Yeah. He took one more drink and he ended up fucking us. That's what he's gonna do, shorty.
No.
Yeah.
Take that back.
No. He did.
No. He I didn't see it. He didn't do it to me.
Yes, he did. Just because you didn't see it didn't mean it didn't happen. So definitely looking forward to the watch.
Okay,
time.
Put down the hooch, Ninja.
I only had a little bit. Don't talk. Don't speak.
You're embarrassing me on the internet.
Don't speak. Another game I'm looking forward to. Batman Arkham Asylum. Yeah.
Why?
Okay, one. I will admit it right now. This game has turned me into a visuals whore. I said it.
I've known that long before now.
Screw you on that.
Who's a hoe?
It looks great.
Ninja's a hoe.
I am not a hoe. You better watch your fucking mouth. But Arkham
Asylum. What, are you
going to
hit me through the tubes?
I will bitch slap you through the internet. don't think I won't. I have HTMLs at my will.
Continue, Ninja. Continue.
But Arkham Asylum looks freaking phenomenal. I mean, the renderings of Batman that I've seen in some of the actual in-game play looks just amazing. I mean, Gotham looks gritty and seedy, and it kind of takes some of the more embattled areas of Gears of War and makes them somehow grimier and darker. And, you know, if you ever went or experienced older New York before Disney came in and cleaned it up, all of that piece of it, of Gotham, is definitely in the environments. And just the way that the characters move, it just all fits. And from what I've seen with no lag, looks like it's going to be a hell of an experience. And I love action games. So to see so many positive third-person or prominent third-person action games coming out over the next year or so, and those are just getting released this month, it's just great.
See, Ninja likes things that look really good and have great action.
I'm not going to really try to follow that up with anything because none of it's going to end up being good.
It's true.
I need plot and depth. But, you know, I'm not going to lie. If it's wrapped up in a nice package, it's going to get my attention.
Ho, 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 ho.
Stop trying to make something up for Derek to pick up on. I'm not going
to
stick my foot
trying to do any
in my
such
mouth
thing
like you do.
This is a new year.
Another one that I'm kind of interested to see how it turns out is a game that I'm not sure if many people have heard about called Bayonetta.
Nope, I have no idea what that is.
But it's the last one I'm going to talk about. It's basically a game that comes out of from the Japanese developer. What are they? Platinum.
Developers.
Don't start that. That song sticks in my head so much. And I have friends at Microsoft, as do you, so we need to be careful about that.
I do?
Yeah, you do.
Oh, okay.
We have some friends at Microsoft. We have friends everywhere.
We do. Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
And I'm trying to make some things happen, so we gotta be
careful.
We won't mention Monkey Boy. Oh, wait. I just did. Whoops. Oh, that video was funny as hell, though. If I whisper it, maybe they won't hear.
Oh, no.
Bayonetta, basically the main character is a witch.
Yes.
And she kind of fights these angel-y type things.
Okay.
And she goes at it double barrel gun style.
Wait, it's not like Bullet Witch, is it?
No. No, it's supposed to be better than Bullet Witch. So you kind of want to try to imagine if Dante was a chick.
No. No.
Yeah.
I refuse to do that. No.
Yeah.
No.
With very, very, very long hair.
Does she have really big boobs?
No, she's got like average size boobs.
Well, that's
so that's why I wasn't like, oh yeah, she was more like Trish. No, she's got average size boobs. She wears glasses. Like I said, witch. So you kind of want to take like Robin.
Evil bookworm?
Bookwormy? She's
sexy,
bookwormy, yeah.
Like sexy librarian bookwormy?
Yes.
All right then.
That's a witch though.
That has powers.
Yeah.
I kind of like the sound of this. Keep going.
A dragon transforming special attack?
She turns into a dragon?
She can't. She's a witch.
Does she keep her glasses on?
No. Dragons have really good eyesight.
Apparently.
Yeah, their shit's like 20/20.
All right. Well, okay.
Yeah.
You say so.
I'm interested to see how that all turns out.
I hope so, because so far, I think the Moe people
she's not
are
Moe,
love her.
Though. She's not Moe. Okay, right?
No. But the way that she's built, she already has a particular look.
Yeah. Yeah. So
there's nothing wrong with this particular look. People tend to like the very sexy librarian
with
mystical powers.
Ethereal,
look.
With a sprinkling of the powers there, glasses, and two-fisted fighting. So I think there's a little bit of something for everybody there.
Well, that sounds wonderful.
So those are the things that are on my watch list.
I hope that one turns out really good because I kind of like the fact that she's awesome sounding.
Well, you know, I like the lead character being a female. I like her being a character that doesn't need rescuing.
Yeah.
So that makes me happy right there. So as long as the gameplay mechanics are decent and the story is decent.
And the camera is manageable.
Yep. It'll be, you know, a solid one for me. And there's nothing wrong with having a game that's just solid. It means you did a good job. Then there are those that do great jobs. Like Bioshock 2. But that's for another podcast. I'm going to give you the mic 1,000 truths and let you talk.
Well, wonderful.
And I'm going to drink.
You need to lay off the hooch, sis.
It's not hooch. It's soda.
Yeah, soda laced with hooch.
It's not soda laced
with about to go, with weed? But
don't start that rumor. Don't, please God, don't start that rumor.
Yeah,
that would be horrible.
She's not the pot smoker.
Not my thing. I have anything against those that like to smoke the pot.
Cannabis.
I have nothing against you other than a restraining order.
Hey! Why did you say me? Why are you pointing fingers?
I wasn't pointing fingers. I was talking about you as a general.
Just keep drinking your drink. Let me do my segment.
All right, fine. I'll shut up.
Yeah, go back to your drink. So, everybody,
I
know.
It's just Mountain Dew.
I keep telling everybody that this is a new year. Mm-hmm. And I figured that I would fully don on another hat here in Eshland. So not only will I talk about games, and not only will I seriously talk about anime, but I will also now seriously take a better approach to our manga, since we have lost our resident manga voice.
Yes.
And
I would like to recover that, but, you know, what are you going to do?
I don't think that's going to happen.
Yep.
Personally. Mm. So we could do a 21, you know, manga salute to the late and great magic. Miata! Tabohome!
Shoot the cat girls! Shoot the cat girls! Don't shoot the cat girls!
You never shoot cat girls.
Shoot at the cat girls. Watch their skirts go whee! Fan service.
Okay,
I'm all
keep
about
drinking.
It.
Keep going. Get back to your drink.
It's just
what you do. Would you.
Alright, I'll shut up.
Thank you. So, I'm bringing some shoujo to Eshland, and for those who aren't familiar, once again, this is probably one of the last times I ever say it, shoujo, very girly. Shonen,
very boy. Like boy, boy, boy.
Like, no, not like, no.
All right, I'll shut up. I'm
masculine.
Sorry.
More action. Not
more
the girls.
Bros. Than
it's for bros. It's more for bros than hoes. But some hoes like action.
Like the bros.
I'm totally a bro. Bro.
So it's like totally the difference between Fist of the North Star and like Maho Romantic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. There is a difference. But I'm bringing some shoujo because I was at a Barnes & Noble's while I've been here in Texas, where it's gorgeous and there's no snow. Actually, believe it or not, in the newspaper this morning, there were over 1,000 accounts of gunfire heard on New Year's Eve.
You're in Texas.
I'm in Texas. So, yeah.
What do you expect? You roll down to Dallas.
Yep, I rolled down to Dallas. And Panda doesn't do Dallas.
Woo-hoo! Panda did Dallas.
No, I didn't. We just gone out for a nice dinner. We had a nice time. There were some stars.
I'm gonna call
stars
that
here.
Bullshit. The stars at night. They sound so bright.
Yeah, keep drinking.
Deep in the heart of Texas. All right, I'll shut up.
Wow. I don't believe you just went there.
I did. I did.
But anyway, for more softer, because I felt more feminine while I was down here. Not that I'm saying that I feel masculine ever. But
sorry,
I felt more girly, so I felt like I'd look for a new manga that I don't already own that was more shoujo than shonen, since I tend to lean that way, given.
Uh-huh.
So I found one, and it's called Captive Hearts. Now, I know what you're thinking. It already sounds like a romance, blah, blah, blah. And it is romantic, but there's a twist. There's a manservant-y.
Oh, please tell me there's at least no incest. Because I really need a break from the incest.
I only have manga one, so there might be incest later, but I hardly doubt it. I highly doubt
it.
But primarily, there is this family called the Makoges, and they're wealthy, and they have another family that that are their servants, and they've been in servitude to them since, like, the dawning of time. because there was a mythical legend that this the family, which is the Koroshini family, a thief in their family stole from the Korugai family, or the Kogai family, and when he opened up the treasure, it was the spirit of their family who said, "Look, you stole this box, and I'm going to curse you. So now all your descendants, no matter what they do, will have to be in service to our family until I decide otherwise." So this family, this thieving family, now has to work for the family that they tried to steal for. And it's not like, oh, I'm not going to go to work today. Like, it's in their blood. It's in their bodies now. It's a spell on their house. They can't get out of it.
Okay.
So throughout the years, you know, the family's become so intertwined, you know, and the ruling family isn't all that, you know, ruling, you know. Yeah, we have manservants, but, you know, we're not going to make them do outlandish things. Like, they were very modest. And the fact that they had this family of butlers pretty much to their family for the rest of their lives, God-given, or family God-given.
Right.
But this last family, they went off to China, and they had a horrific accident, and they died. And it was a wife, a daughter, and a wife, a husband, and, yeah, their daughter, who was a baby when they left.
Uh-huh.
And when they died, their will had been opened that said that this thieving family would then inherit all their wealth. So without this family, and they were like the last parts of the family, so with this family gone, the curse would no longer be activated, and now this thieving family would become rich. And that's where the story starts off. You see this father, who was a butler to this family, and his son. And his son is, you know, was too young to really feel the effects of the curse, didn't really understand it. So, you know, he's like, well, now we're rich, and now I get to drink Earl Grey tea, and now I have all this money. And he's very lazy, and he's very greedy. And, you know, he's about 19 now, so he's in college. And, you know, it's like, oh, well, this is so horrible. The family, you know, his father's all upset because he happily served the Kogai family, you know. And, you know, the son's like, well, they're dead, so it doesn't matter. We're rich now. We can stop working, blah, 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 blah. Well, the daughter, she survives, and she ends up like being adopted in China, but she ends up coming back. But because, you know, she was in China so long, she knows Chinese over Japanese, so she doesn't really speak a lot. But they find her and they bring her back, and, you know, the father is right back to his duties. Kind of never really left it, really. Even though they had owned the house for about 2 years, he still kind of ran around like the butler while the son just lazed about and did nothing. But since the son is around the same age as the daughter, she's like in her, like, I think the last 2 years of her high school. So when she comes back and he sees her, because he's never been exposed to the curse pretty much takes over him. And he's like, oh, my lady, let me take off your shoes. Let me give you your slippers. Would you like some tea? Now, mind you, she speaks Chinese, so she can't really talk. So he just is overpowered with man servitude, which I'm like, man, I'd love to come home from college, and before I even utter a word, a beautiful man just whisked me up into his arms and put slippers on my feet and brought me tea, and I would love that. But anyway, he, because he's so in this curse has taken over him to this point, he pretty much takes a leave of absence from college to teach this girl Japanese so that she can then command him to do things, which is a little awkward.
You think maybe awkward?
And the key thing that they've been trying to emphasize in this first manga, because it's not an anime, you know, is the one of the things that this girl, her name's Suzuka, she remembers is that her father always told her to never give a direct order to anyone of the Koroshini family. And she didn't understand it because she was really little. So, you know, she was just like, okay, daddy. And that's kind of how it went, you know. But she, you know, if she asked them to do something, you know, they would do it anyway. But commanding was something different. And in this first manga, she accidentally commands Megumi, who is the name of the boy, to tell her what, once she learns Japanese, because he does teach her Japanese, and then she's able to talk to him. And, you know, she kind of likes him, and you know he definitely likes her, but he doesn't know if it's just the curse, and she doesn't know if it's just the curse, so they're trying to figure that out. And in a fight, she orders him to tell her what his true feelings are. So he starts to begin to tell her, but she doesn't want him to tell because it's an order. She wants her wants him to tell her
because he wants to.
But the thing is, once you've given an order to anyone of the Kurashini family, no matter what,
they gotta tell
you. They gotta do it.
Right.
No, like their body is taken over by the curse, and they are no longer in control of it. They have to do it. So, you know, she could say, "Oh, I totally wish. Like, I order you to go kill my teacher. Next day, teacher's dead." Like, bam. So, you know, you gotta be careful. You know, so for like a while, she's running away from him because she doesn't want to know. She wants to know, but she doesn't want to know because of the way that she ordered him. And I mean, it's just, it's girl stuff. It is dramaly girl stuff. Mm-hmm. And not all girls, but girly girls who like that type of stuff, who like being fawned over. Personally, I think it's nifty. It's by the creator of Vampire Knight, which I know we've done a review on our site, and I know when Magic was here, she's talked about it when they finally made it a manga, and the anime. So I know we've covered it on both spectrums, Vampire Knight, which is really awesome, and I love it. Oh my god. But then again, I'm a vamp girl, so that makes sense. So it's got the same kind of style listings, like, you know, animation style as Vampire Knight. So if you're familiar with that, you're going to like it. And I also kind of think it kind of looks like Yami no Matsui, which is Descendants of Darkness, which I know way back when I was talking about Yaoi, I've mentioned Yami no Matsui. Because it's just so dreamy and yummy. And anyway, that was an old panda. This is a new panda.
No, that was new panda regressing.
No. So, am I curious to see how this love story will pan out? Yes. Am I going to rush out to buy number 2, 3, and 4? No.
Why? You don't have a job.
No, that's not even why. Granted, it's one of the reasons why.
I know, but how you are when you like something. You want to buy the whole damn thing.
No, because I like this. I'm not lying. Like, I like this. I already like the premise. I already like where it's going. But I'm going to take my time with this. Because, I mean, after a while, all shoujo begins to sound like the same. Always. So, you know, I already have a lot of preconceived notions about where this is going to go, because she's going to accidentally order him to do something really bad, and then he's going to end up doing it, and then she's going to feel like such an asshole for doing it, and then she's going to be like, well, if I go away, maybe then he won't have to deal with the curse, and then she's going to go away, and then he's going to go and find her because he can't tell if he loves her. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I can already assume is going to happen. Would I like to see it not happen and see it go differently? Yes. So I'm not going to rush the gun on this one. I'm actually going to take my time because I feel I'll be disappointed if it goes the way that I think it will and not the way that I would like it not to go.
Okay.
So it's a solid story. It's a solid premise. So if I was going to give it a ranking, I'd probably give it 3 out of 5. Okay. It's not horrible. The animation is nice. The storyline is nice. I'm just worried that it's going to do the same thing that it does all the time.
Well, I mean, that's one of the things that you have to be aware of that's going to happen in any kind of stable of medium that's going to happen. Your harem stuff always ends in one particular way. Your woman trouble stuff usually ends either with the girl getting the guy the way that she wants, or
I'd like to see some tragedy happen in this shoujo. Like, oh, I don't know.
You want like somebody to die?
I want to see some death. I want to see some pregnancy. Maybe even some STDs.
First of all, maybe I don't think that STDs exist in the Japanese anime world and or manga. Have you ever seen, because I know I haven't. I know you've seen more than I have. I've never come across an anime where anybody had a case of like the clap.
I would love to see some lupus.
What?
I would love to see some lupus.
Please tell me you just did not say that.
Yes. You know what? Like, if they made House a manga, I like to see the ending actually be lupus. Like, oh my god, she had lupus.
It
would be mind-boggling to me.
My mind is boggled right now at this moment. My mind is critically...
Or leprosy.
Boggled. Lepers. Okay. Lepers in your anime. So, to anyone out there that's getting ready to create an anime series, or anyone that's
put some lupus in it.
If you'll throw a little lupus all up in there, Panda's gonna be really happy.
I'll be all, oh, like, oh my god, it's, see, but now that I've said that, I'll read it and be like, she has lupus, and then I'll throw the manga on the ground.
Yep.
Like, oh, she has lupus.
Like, seriously.
Or maybe even make it a he. He has lupus. No, she's. We take things much more dramatically than guys do. She, the female lead, has to have lupus.
Oh.
Or she has to be the cure for cancer. Like, something in her DNA solves cancer, or world peace, or something like that.
Okay.
I would love that.
Gotcha.
That would be great.
Yep.
And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Okay. Got it.
Awesome.
Yep. I'm good.
Good.
Okie dokie.
Lupus.
Alrighty then. Lupus.
Yeah. Lupus.
You heard it here first, folks. Lupus.
Lupus.
Okay, well, since that's done.
Well, obviously, they have to cure the lupus. She can't die. Like, she could die from the lupus, but, like, something in her DNA cures the rest of lupus. Like Jesus.
I don't have anything to say to that. I got nothing. I got nothing.
Okay.
So, I'm just gonna let that go.
All right.
I hope that you get what you want out of your entertainment.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go ahead and remind people to hit us up on our website. Because So check what we write out at our website, www.electricsisterhood.com. Or use our short address, which is
esh.mobi. That's ESH.MOBI. The short address will bounce to the long one, and you can check out any articles that we've written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles or just questions for us that you want to hear on air, use the Hit Us Up link. You can find us on places like iTunes. You can plug us into any RSS reader, any podcast search engine, and we're also a part of the All Games Network.
You can listen to episodes of our podcast as well as some other great entertainment off of the All Games Radio Network found at allgames.com. Our show airs Monday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific time-ish. Typically, it looks like we're going more off at the 30 minutes after the hour mark, so you're looking at 9:30, 6:30 to get yourself started. But definitely grab a listen to the shows coming on before and after us, and pop in during the week, because there's some really, really entertaining stuff over there, like Dead Pixel Live, Super Happy Fun
Time. Why do you always say them first?
Because they're easy. The three letters come to my head.
Oh, are you just saying that DPL is easy?
Yeah. I think that I can easily say that Derek is easy. Not Loserly, because she has class.
Whoa.
And not Raven, because Raven has class.
Raven's gone. Where have you been? It's Alpha Box now.
Well, because Raven's still
Alpha's the man.
I still talk to Raven.
I secretly heart Alpha Box. Not that it's very secret now.
No, it's not secret at all. But I still talk to Raven, so I got love for Raven.
Yeah, but he's not on the show anymore.
Well, I know he's not on the show, but I can still say that I got love for Raven.
Well, don't link him to DPL. He's not part of DPL anymore.
Okay,
he got
fine.
The hat.
Well, Maggie's not part of the show anymore, but you imagine her.
Yeah.
So what
I'm the exception.
Oh, you're the exception. Oh, excuse me.
Anyway. So, what other shows besides DPL?
Super Happy Fun Time Show.
Ultimate
Black Wolf Show. Ultimate
Video
Quest,
Game Outsiders.
The Outsiders. Evil Avatar. There's a shitload of awesome entertainment over there. In addition, there's us.
There's Esh.
Allgames.com. Check it out. Listen to some great entertainment. Tell them that the chicks from the Sisterhood sent you if you pop over there. That way, they'll know where you got in the know. Because we actually make cool people. We brand and we turn them out. We're a cool people factory.
Wait, we make cool people now?
Yeah, we make cool people.
Where? I haven't seen any.
Well, we got a factory.
Is it?
It's in Shenzhen.
Oh. All right. Whatever.
We had to outsource that because, you know, it was getting expensive. The economy sucks. I don't know if you noticed or not.
No, I know the economy sucks. I'm quite aware.
So with that, I think we're going to have to call this podcast toast.
Yeah, it seems kind of toasty to me.
So what are you going to do with your toast?
I'm going to turn it into a potato and put some cheese.
Really? Are you an alchemist?
No, I'm a mystical, magical panda. I can do what the fuck
I
want.
Wait, when did you become a mystical, magical panda? Did you eat Magic Mystic and that's why she hasn't been showing up for podcasts?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Since you weren't a mystical magical panda before.
Yes, I was. I just didn't use my powers then.
No, you were just a cute little panda.
No. All right, you need to... No. I've always had... We've had this discussion. I've had the hovering power.
Oh, that's not really a power.
Yes, it is.
Hovering really isn't. We've had this discussion, I remember.
Hovering really, is a power.
It's an ability, but it's not really a power. Are you going to hover over and, like, defeat robbers because you're hovering over them menacingly?
If they're midgets.
Not so much.
If they're midgets, yes.
Yes, because you can only hover. It's not like you can fly.
No, I can fly. I'm just scared of heights, so I don't.
I don't think a hovering panda is really going to thwart anything. So again, not so much.
I am a magical
power.
Panda, so shut up.
You might be a magical
panda. I have powers.
Okay. I'm going to take my toast and use it.
Wait, I didn't even get to finish what I said I was going to do to mine.
You said you're going to turn it into a potato.
I'm going to turn it into a potato, put some cheese, some bacon, and some scallions, and some sour cream, and then I'm going to eat
out
of it.
Sure you are. Okay,
I
magical
am.
Panda.
What are you going to do?
I'm just going to take my toast, and I'm going to turn it into a lie detector. And oh, look at that. That shit just went way off the chart.
You can't do that.
I can because I'm a magical ninja.
You have to turn foods into other foods.
I don't have to. I can bend
something mechanical.
If you can bend
mechanical things.
Time out. If you can change things at their molecular level, so can I.
Yeah, but I didn't turn mine into a machine.
I need is oxygen in order to make oxides, in order to make metals. And I've got it in my toast. Thank you very much. So if you can turn yours into a potato, I'm just going to turn mine into something more practical and turn it into a lie detector. Because I'm a magical, mystical ninja.
You're a ninja. You're already mystical. You don't need magic.
Oh, I do. Because
no, you
have it.
And because
sisters,
I have it, you have to have it?
Absolutely. We're sisters. It's in the genes.
Can I have it?
Can I have it?
Can I have it?
Okay.
The back of your head is ridiculous.
With that.
All right, we're done.
I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
We're out of here, people.
Bye.